me back.
He told you, people don't know that.
What were your husband's hours in the factory? Did he work?
He worked from day to night, from night to day. You know, years ago. They took in as much as they could from the, they call them greenhorns. They worked them terrible.
Did he work on Saturdays and Jewish holidays?
No.
How long did he remain at this work?
Not very long. Then he went on the vegetable truck. And he remained on the vegetable truck after that. But the factory was the first job.
The factory was the first job.
Then he remained on the vegetable truck, and he did pretty good. Yes, some days he made a few $100 a day.
Oh.
He used to send out carloads of stuff to Noel Braddock in East Pittsburgh. And people used to have boarding houses. And they used to take it off and come with their cars and take it from the carload, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
And from there he went into business.
I mean, that was the business, vegetable business.
Oh, from there he opened up a shop?
No shop. He opened a grocery store. I bought a building with a store and I opened a grocery store. I always wanted to do something. Still don't quit. Then I started to buy property. And I didn't need no money. If I had money or cash, I didn't have it. It was okay. I only had to go into the bank and say I want that piece of property and sign my name, and that's all.
Oh, boy. Do you still buy and sell?
Oh, I don't want to know. I didn't buy it to sell. I bought it and I had it for income. Then I had down the Ilbert property. Somebody moved out here, I sold it. And they paid out the copy, paid very nicely. Then I bought here a few pieces of property. Now I sold the last one, not too many. That's what I don't want, because he doesn't feel good and I too much trouble if anything happens. This one I have to sell. They're buying it for a parking lot.
Oh.
So the authority, parking authority, have to do with the city. So they're taking this. They give you a nice price, but they, if you don't want to give it, you have to.
Well, yeah.
I don't need so much room, but I have a house full of furniture, and you could see it. Yes, once I get to see my beautiful antiques, what I have there, I will open the cupboard. My youngest daughter, her husband was a soldier. He retired now, he's a full colonel. And she was all over in Europe, and that was her collection. Oh, she has an awful lot. Oh, she brought in, about $30,000-$40,000 worth of dress. And that was her collect old stuff. And Nuremberg, she brought me stuff. Okay.
Now this is
going.
Oh, we've got lots of time.
Oh, I have time.
Just checking that to see if it has to be turned. If you could live this part of your life over again, what kind of work would you go into? Would you do anything different than you've done?
No. I don't do enough work. I just got in because I wanted to do it. We bought a house with a store. So I made me that grocery store, and I thought to myself, if I'll get those cans and everything, how will I know what to sell them for, something like that, you know. And it didn't take me, the second day I knew the prices of all those cans. I was surprised myself. And like people say, would you live it all over again? I have nothing to complain because I have a very, very nice family. Understand? Mm-hmm. We have very, very nice 4 daughters, and they married nice boys, and they have nice children. So I have nothing to complain. It's what people complain now. great-grandson was born missing. Great-grand.
Isn't that marvelous?
Great-grandson. The first of next month, my grandson is getting there, not the first one.
Yeah.
They have 9 great-grandchildren. Great-grand. 9 grand and 9 great-grand. And my husband is 86. He went for a walk now. But you work hard, very hard. There's nothing to compare. I hope you both work.
What kind of schooling did you have when you came to Pittsburgh?
Myself, school?
Here.
Nothing.
I
read
and
I write. I read.
What about teaching you to read and write English?
No. I wanted to start to a school, and then I didn't have no place to leave the children. And there was no babysitters, and if you have a babysitter, there's nothing. There wasn't something like that. This just came on, and not for a long time. I don't know how I learned. I went a few nights to night school, and I couldn't do it. And the kind of the kids, so I didn't. I can't spell when I should write a letter to the children, but I read their letters when they send to me, or I read a paper and everything in English. I would not could spell. That's it. But I didn't have a school. I didn't have schooling for anything. I didn't have a schooling for this either. I do everything. Nobody taught me to do this.
Yes, you said.
That's my hobby. This is my hobby.
And you make this for your grandchildren?
Great grand. This is great grand. I made about this one. I made 4 Atkinson since last month.
Oh, my goodness.
I had the arm, I couldn't use it, so they're going to have for the dance, for the fourth one, for a dance for my children.
Isn't that marvelous?
You know, when I do, when I watch television. It's a wonderful thing for all the people to do any work. I know I have lots of friends, and I play cards. They don't do nothing. I don't know how could they sit like this, I tell you. That's the fourth one since last month.
That
I start this on Sunday. Cindy Diara last Sunday, and I start this. I'm almost done with this for my daughter.
Oh my.
If I have leftover, I made it for myself. Leftover pieces, not the same.
Marvelous.
You know, and then I run. I'm shopping every day, cooking every day, baking. But I didn't bake in a month during the holiday. Oh my goodness, I brought to the Hennepin house, I bought the giant pizza strudel, I bought peppers to everybody. I go up there, make packages, and I never go there. Divide in packages, and I go in there. I love to do that. I think, I don't know if it's bad or not.
It's marvelous.
No, the kids bummed me out. Did you go out today, Mama? Are you home today? I said, I was trying to do this. I got coffee or something else. Did you go out today? I said, yes. Yeah. I have to go out every day. And I walk so fast, nobody could walk with me. And that's wrong. I know I'm wrong. Because I don't feel too good, and I just walk fast till I stop a little bit.
Then. When you came, did you like music? Did you go, did you play a musical instrument? Did you play, like, piano?
Oh, me? Mm-hmm. How can you play piano when you live in 3 rooms and make $8 a week or $12?
Well, had you learned in Europe?
No. Then when we came here, then when I bought me the first little house. Mm-hmm. I bought a piano right away. My all 4 daughters played instruments. I even took classes, piano classes. 2, I heard my mother died. And then I stopped and I didn't. You know, that time cut me off and that. But all my 4 daughters played piano. Not piano. One had the oldest piano, and the second one had the violin. I still had that violin, a strawberry. And my third one had a mandolin, and the baby had a clarinet. And I had a music teacher for that. And we weren't very rich, but I wanted to give him music. And a Hebrew teacher came into the house. They shouldn't say I didn't give him his schooling. You know that. They went to school at first. But the ones besides school, that's what I used. They went to dancing school in the IKS, Kaufman Settlement.
Did you go to the Yiddish theater when it came here?
Yeah, as long as it came, we did go, and we enjoyed that. We used to go.
Did he come here often? Was there
a... He came a few times a year, 3-4 times a year. Sometimes, a few times I even made him dinner. Those Yiddish actors made him kugels or something else that they didn't get, but I knew him.
Yeah, he did.
Go to shows. Yeah, he enjoyed that.
Well, did you attend lectures?
It was hard for me. I did. And they start like high cost of living. And I lived with a family where he was in arrested a few times. And I went and could get up and say something. But then it was hard with small children.
Where did you go to the...
They had it, I think, in Coffin Settlement. I think they had their, like a lecture. I think it was around there. I really don't remember. 50-some years ago.
Did you go to the public library in Pittsburgh?
Not for myself, no. No.
What Pittsburgh newspapers did you read?
None of them.
None of them?
No, not if you came in. If you can't read the English, where are you going to read a paper?
Well, did you read the Yiddish paper?
That's right. You read the forward, you read the Yiddish paper, you read the Yiddish book, and, it's easy to learn to read. Write is hard, but to read it's easy. Because I read. I read the English book and the paper, but to write it's a little easy.
When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
No, say conservative. No. No, I wasn't religious as my parents, no. No, what they did in Europe, they couldn't do here. I worked once with my mother in Russia and was laying money on Saturday on the sidewalk, and I wasn't allowed to pick it up.
Oh, dear.
That's for sure. I remember I was a kid, maybe I was 3-4 years old. And she said, you put a stone on it, you'll come at night and pick it up. I came at night, I didn't find it. And you know, it's a long time, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
If I would see some money on the sidewalk now, I'm sure I would pick it up. So that's the way it was. It was fanatic, too much. There are some in here too much fanatic, some people. Some of them are so fanatic here. And, Russia was terrible.
Well, had you already changed, become more liberal before you came here?
No,
did
here.
Did you change when you
here,
came here?
Here, little by little. And, because everything is so easy. You want a lot to make coffee. Turn the fire, because there was no fire to turn. You weren't allowed to use a match. Here you go out and then turn the fire, you turn the light, it's on. It's why you change here.
Did you attend a synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
The little one?
Yeah. There was one at the church now on Webster Avenue. We attend that one. Another one we attended, there's a church there. And I belong right away to places. Oh, I belong 30-some years to the Pioneer. I'm a life member in the Becker Cholim for so many years. I belong to lots of places.
What was the synagogue like on Webster Avenue? Was it like the one you had gone to at home, the services?
That's right.
Was it?
Well, it was, and Webster Avenue was a new building they made. And we worked for that to make $125,000. It wasn't nothing like a year. And they built a corner on Valley Avenue, corner of Valley, and I don't know what that little street, they built a new one too, but it was, wasn't a Russia like that, you know. It was a nice synagogue, but when you build a new one here, it couldn't be like that. You know, lots of things in here changed nicer. Have you ever been to Shartoya Synagogue?
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't compare to another one down here because it is beautiful.
Well, do you belong to Shartoya now?
Yeah, yes. The sister that belonged to, not a sister that belonged to.